Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
This is a level of dedication I am just not familiar with.
We used to have it.
Did we?
Yeah, when we were younger, I would have said 10 o'clock. That's early.
Maybe so. Maybe now I've like ruined so many brain cells. I have no recollection of that. I mean, and again, I'm not mad. I am impressed. Like, this is... There is no other fan base like the Swiftie fan base.
That is true. When you first started this, not the show, but your career, you wouldn't be out till like 12, 1 o'clock and then just get up at 3, 4 in the morning to do the show?
Oh, God. Well, no. So not when I was doing morning radio. When I first started in radio, I was doing promotions. And we always had like, you know, for promotions, late night gigs and stuff like that. And like the rock station I worked for, we were up to all hours of the night. I didn't roll into work till like 10:30.
Oh, God, glorious.
Yeah.
Until
I got called into the office and my marketing manager was like, yeah, we're going to need you here a little bit earlier.
I was working on a morning show in San Diego where I was out one night till like 2 in the morning, stumble on in there, and I was producing the show also, so I had to be in there early, and I was on the air. And they literally, during the show, kicked me out of the studio and said, go home.
Yeah. Well, you remember, there have been times when you and I were in New York for that Taylor Swift performance, and I was most definitely still hammered when we started the show from New York the next morning. It was bad.
I am guessing that will be you on Friday morning after being out till 1 in the morning listening to Taylor Swift.
I am a true professional, and I want to hear it with a clear head, so I will be drinking nothing but Diet Sprite the whole night.
Liar. All right, so what happened at this wedding this weekend that was so bizarre?
Yes, I think it's bizarre, but I was so touched and I was so moved that the bride something borrowed came from me and I didn't even realize it, all right? And so if you ever had a very unique something borrowed, whether you were the person that gave it or like loaned, because it's borrowed, if you loaned it to the bride or if you were the bride, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. Because I need you to beat this one. And it's hair. All right?
Hair?
It's hair.
She borrowed your hair?
My extensions. All right. So listen to me.
We're right here.
So
what am I going to do? Not?
Yeah, we're getting paid.
Oh, no. I've been telling stories before and people have definitely not been listening to me in the studio. I have noticed. All right. So about a month ago, we went to the tour championship at Eastlake and my husband's best friend came in and that was like his bachelor weekend, right? He didn't want a big bachelor party. He wanted something simple. He and his wife, they're husband and wife now. His then fiance at the time, they are huge golfers. Like that's how they belong to the same country club and they golf all the time together. And like their wedding vows, like I say vows, they just said I do. They didn't write their own vows for each other. But the man who officiated the wedding had all kinds of like golf innuendos and puns and stuff like that. Like it's a big part of who they are as a couple. So we go to this golf tournament. And then and remember, I told you guys we went out to dinner afterwards. And that was the night I ran into a glass window going out of a revolving door. All right.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of tells you the state I was in that night. So yeah, I face planted into this glass window. I thought I broke my nose. Thank God I didn't. And we go home. And when we go home, I don't even know how it came up, but I think we were talking about her and how she was going to do her hair, her makeup, dress, etc. And I'm like, oh my God, I have a bag of hair. And so we're in the living room. And this made me realize how intoxicated I may have been that night, which explains why I face planted into a glass window. I ran upstairs and got my giant bag of hair because I have clip-in extensions from J. Gold Salon. All right. So I come downstairs with this bag of hair. I go in the kitchen and I get a giant gallon Ziploc bag. And I put in a bunch of hair extensions in there for her because I have two sets. One has a darker root and the other has a blonder root. She's very blonde. So I gave her all my super blonde extensions for the wedding just, you know, to feel like to give you a little more volume and to make you just have that really glorious thick head of hair for your wedding. And she was so excited. Now, my husband and her fiance were standing there looking at us like we were crazy women doing some kind of like secret transaction with a bag of hair. And they're looking at each other. They're not getting it. She was stoked about it. And I was more than happy to, you know, hey, let her borrow the hair. So come to find out, I'm at the wedding, and at the rehearsal, she comes up to me and she goes, "By the way, you're my something borrowed." And I go, "I am." She's like, "Yeah, I'm wearing your hair extensions tomorrow, and they're my something borrowed."
Oh my God.
That is so random.
And I'm like, "You, this is so cute, and I'm so honored." So at the wedding, after, you know, the ceremony, we're in the dining room, and waiting for guests, and I'm talking to her, and like her hair looks amazing. Like, I mean, and you're none the wiser. Like, nobody would have known that she had a track or two in her head to make her hair thicker. And so, yeah, her something borrowed for her wedding were the hair extensions I gave her when I was completely shmammered off my butt and when I ran into a glass window. So I was talking to Bart about it, and I go, "Was that weird that I did that?" Because again,
I mean, weird with you is so relative.
I know,
right? With all of us,
her and I, like, you know, obviously Bart and Markham go way back. Like, they've been best friends since they were 18 years old, and they're 50 now, right? So they've been together. She and I have hung out twice.
It's weird.
And I gave her a back of my hair.
That is strange.
She looked absolutely stunning and gorgeous, and I was very honored to be the something borrowed.
Listen. It's the Vert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.